On the bottom of Kuf Yigilam and Alf says Machaber Kol is Gittin Demadeis to page 226. Kol Daba, anything Shasal Tatlev to forbidden to move, Aslit and Tachtav Kli, you're not allowed to put beneath it a vessel, Kadesh Yibel Tachtav Kli, Shabol inside of it, Nishal Isak Kli Betilta, because now you're making that vessel forbidden to move, to be moved, and then Benimta comes in about the Kli Machana, you're essentially nullifying the vessel from its utility. But you could cover the muktzah item with the vessel, but as long as you don't touch the muktzah item. Says Mishmar Sivka and Chav. So what's the problem about that? Because as Kelly says, it's like essentially the malach of Saisa, like you're demolishing a vessel because you're making that you don't have utility with it because the muktzah item's on top of it. Sivka and Chav. But you're allowed to turn it over. Hang that is the liquor. Basically, the suit that he holds also top to shumkli. You don't move any vessel. English with the top of the for something that's permitted to be moved, and you wouldn't be able to cover the muktzah item with a vessel. That was saying no, it's permitted. Sivkan chabes as long as legal, but that you don't touch. Now, I've got the muktzah legal muktzah. Although you're allowed to touch muktzah, like we said previously, be submitted to the chesed of gimel. But here we're going on an egg. Who conditionally nei so that it shouldn't shake. But you're right, something that does not move when you touch it. Sure, it would be permitted. That's to be a girl and a girl and the grand baby and it brings a proof to this. That they say that not even. Siv Zayin. If a bed has money on it, or even if it does not have on it right now, but it had on it by during Beinash Mashes, as a thought that they now let him move the bed. Because you make it this katzel ben shmos, just since it was muktzah by ben shmos, it's katzel kol yom. It's muktzah for the whole day of Shabbos. I go to the Rambam. I feel it's a gufay. Even if you want to move the bed for using the bed or tzach mechamah for its place, it's basically still it's forbidden. Says mechamah before the before then, it begins to call devar hetar shemonach lebesa any permitted item that you have a prohibited item that was placed on it. But if it does not have money on it right now, but gam lohi lebin nishmas, it did not have on it bevin nishmas, mutl probably then you're allowed to move it. I feel yichdal lemois, even if it was designated for money, but nichum lebin moedim and had money in it from before Shabbos, but kibin shesilkan kwein to bevin nishmas. But since you removed it before bevin nishmas, it's not going to be a muktzah. It's not going to be a bus. It's hagas sedramah. There's some say it's a bit of yichdal kach. If it was designated for that, beneath him and you had put on it, even though it was removed from before Shabbos, that's the two name of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and therefore also Tatli Kisha Mois, that we're not allowed to move a wallet, a purse, even though you removed the money from it from before Shabbos. And we can also be myself, unless you did an action, that you opened it from the bottom, and you removed it from the designation. Again, that's the custom, however, but if you need to use a wallet for, let's say, moving something or for its place, then what would be permitted? Kiss on top of a bag, it's totally regarding a pocket that's stitched onto a garment. Since the primary garment is designated for wearing, and might say, if you remove the money from there, that's a little bit of a beggar, you're allowed to wear the garment. That kiss, but let's say, because the pocket is second, is nullified to the garment. It says Mishburim, Sif Katan, Chav Gimel. So if you had a bed that had on it money, or even if it doesn't have on it right now, but while you let Ben Shmosh had on it by Ben Shmosh, Umayr Shanich, and some way you had deliberately placed the money, because it was forgotten there, because then even the money was actually still on it, little now you would be allowed to shake it off. Fachoshkin, for sure, Shlein Nasimit the Basel Chal Shabbos, that the bed does not become a base for the whole Shabbos, because like we already said this, Vesimish Shintes and Sivdal. Sivkot and Chav Dal. And then the Rama said, not only is the bed muktzah, but I feel it's a kufay. Because it didn't have because the Allah of the Basis is a muktzah sha'ul, it was like the muktzah item that's on top of it. To keep the Moise have a muktzah makmas gufay, since money is considered inherent muktzah, thus I feel it's a kufay, because they now move money even for the thing, to use money for some permitted thing, or like a plate. And or if it's a first place, gam din amitikachu, that's also the Allah of the bed, has the same Allah like that. Sivka and chafay. And the same thing is for any permitted item that has an issa. Now, the Rama said that b'yesh eishim b'yichlekach. Some say actually it is forbidden if it was designated for that, even though you had removed it from before Shabbos. Tami, his reason is the hugurim mishal kli shemaklis. It's actually more inferior than any other vessel that's primary malachas for something prohibited. Because kibush yichd behedlis, since you explicitly designated that this wallet is for money, for stam miyachal amokim, we presume that you designated its place umak bishlo shamish b'tavish tash b'shachazulza, and that you particularly not to use it for any other utility besides for this. But if you had never put money in that wallet at all, Bichad Ba'amah was just designated for that, ancient muktzah Allah, then it would not have a name of muktzah on the Dazman La Milsi, because just preparing something for something does not make it halachically like that. But if the wallet was used once, so then it's considered as muksa because of the chasaran kes, because anything that's, you know, you want specifically one thing and you don't want to get ruined for that, can't cause a person, that's the person, right? Now, for kazmak vemma, gemma writes, so if he's according to this, I feel it's a guvim makame, also, even if you want to now use it for its the thing itself or its place, would be forbidden. Now, but ishma tema, ramash, kazal, ashir, dezu, so he remains with a wonder on the ramah who writes according to this opinion, he'll tell guvim makame mutter, that if you want to use it for it itself or permitted utility or its place, would be permitted, the less is not true. Then he rises and he brings proofs to this, the chim, pisha, bear, grom, askim, the drum, they also agree to what he's saying, ramash, kazam, like a middle, what we're going to write later on. Sivkat and chavav. So therefore, it's forbidden to move a purse, a wallet, even though you removed the money from before Shabbos. Only if you made an action, because the ma'aseh of this action, that nullifies the thought of designation. An action that you did initially, that you originally had placed money, says the Vilna Gaon, now this action undoes that action. Miu, however, let's say, but let's say, Gufay, we said permitted. Now, I'm a Sevkot and Chavimash, because I'm a Shemagram, who Sharachim Shatamal said that they wonder at this, as we mentioned. They hold, according to this opinion, as well, it's forbidden in all situations. However, halachically, Maskim, Sevkot and Rabbah, he agrees, the Avshah, Kis, Miyuch, and Lemois, even though the wallet is designated for money, because in dark, Lahakbid, Lanik, by the Ramachim, any way that a person not particularly put other things inside of it, and then the Machal Muksimak was Chasan Kis, that's not considered as Chasan Kis. Rakistam Klish, Lach, this is rather like a regular vessel that is used for something generally is prohibited and his money, and they've been shown itself become and never permitted to move the Sarah Government coming and his commissary base mayor and show look over there. Sharting as you test, it brings it look over there that he's leaned even more than this, that he writes over there that Machlan Slurin Kiss is called anything that a person's makbid and designates at a place as the cases that the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kodach of Gimel. Now, a wallet that's designated for money, a person not normally makbid to designate a place, and therefore it's like only like all of the Klish Machlan Israel look over there. Where we say that we say that a pocket that on the pants on the garment that a kiss butler say that the pocket is secondary to the garment. What someone means to say is makin therefore mutter lots is boy. I feel the shazam never be allowed to go out with it even to the street. And but I mean that kiss of a master. We don't say that the pocket is like carrying. You're carrying the pockets of the makin brown. The Sharatin Aschav says that regarding tilt or just moving it, anyway, it's permitted according to Ramah. That writes in the beginning that Tzad Kufa is permitted, says the Magen Avraham. But what we're saying here is that the pocket that's stitched on is not considered as if you remove the money, it's permitted, and you could even, you know, you could go out with the pocket to as the pocket itself into the street. Even if you're going to hold previously in what Rabbein Tam holds, therefore Tzarek Guv Mekamei also that even Tzarek Guv Mekamei it would be forbidden. To put inside the pocket and to remove from it, because we see the like kapid alai b'chalda. He's not particular regarding it during the week. To put other things in his pocket. As Sharatzin Eschapalp says, even the Mogadram himself writes later on Sivkot and Zayin, and I quote him, Mishabur Sivkot and Chavtes, that's forbidden to put his hand in his pocket. There it's talking about that the money was placed in it by Benish Rosh in the pocket, which is not the case over here. Then at Shabbos, it was not put in it money at all. It's only because of Muksim Echlis and Kis. On that, the Magen Avraham writes, since we said that person on Makbid to put in it other things, so it's not included in this. Be'er Alokha, the Maschal Mitu Shishalaha, a bed that hasn't it money is a buses. So it sounds like that even though the money was not on the Benish Rosh, it's forbidden to move it when it's still on it. And you have this where, let's say, a non-Jew or a child put money on Shabbos or with the understanding of the Jew. Now, if it's permitted to shake then the money off from it, look at Tzimishin Ches of Kot Nun in the Magen Avraham that he brings different opinions regarding this. Look at Tzimishin Ches of Kot Beis in the Magen Avraham that it's something that his opinion is inclined that it does not become a vases because it was not under by Ben Hashmash and therefore you're permitted to shake it off. That if the money's not on it right now, and it's not on the Benesh Moshes, he'll let him move it, even though it was designated for money, and it was placed in there for me for Shabbos, but he removed it before Benesh Moshes. And the truth, he could have told us even the bigger Chiddush of the Be'al Lacha, that even if it was put on there on Shabbos, and then it was removed from it, since it was not on the Benesh Moshes, even though it's designated for that money, it's also permitted. It's just that he says this wording to exclude from the Pinyar Ben Tam that says forbidden, because he's talking about where he put it in there for before Shabbos, and then removed from it, to even such a situation, it's forbidden, because it's designated for that, and therefore the Machabe also uses that type of a wording. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 31, to move a klisha makla iser for the purposes of different muktzah item. For example, let's say to move a hammer
with the intention of closing a door, so that thieves don't come in and take objects that are muktzah. Rishon Zalman holds that maybe it's permitted to move it, like halacha of moving a kli shemakal isel to gufay. He just points out, brought in Prima Gadim in the Yisevi Yam Yisachar, that moving total tzerach gufay is specifically total tzerach for the things that you need for it on Shabbos. Dish number 32. Now, even though moving an egg through a kli is only psegresha, but Yisra Rabbanan, through tiltum atad, Shulman Zaman holds, meaning he explains, that it's not forbidden because of moving of the egg, only because of the touching in it, which the touching causes the moving of muktzah, and that's inherently muktzah forbidden by itself. This is number 33, which Mishmur said, not like Margaret Ram and the Taz, that they hold that it's forbidden to touch Dvar Muktzah when the touching is for the purposes of the muktzah item, even though there's no concern to move the muktzah through his touching. And previously, in some mission, the Mishmur mentioned the Shittas of Mogen Avram. This is number 36. According to other places that they hold, that you don't have to literally designate a place, because the Sharatzin says the Makbel Sarin case is considered that whenever you normally Makbel and you designate it has a set place. So Tribusik Mesh writes that from the Gemara that you need to designate a place, so according to those who hold you don't have to, is that just like a simmer, that means a Makbel on the Chavetz, but you don't actually have to designate a place. And that's why Ms. Kirelts explains that the Hagdara of Yichud Mokim is because he's particular about the Chavetz, so he places it in the designated place so that it shouldn't be used for anything else. Meister, Ms. Kirelts holds the Shochanach Mesh Brewer, they hold, not like the base mayor. And also anything that the person Makbel not to change the place for unnecessarily, and when you use it, you Makbel to put it back to its place. When you finish using it, for example, that's a blank piece of paper that's designated for writing, Shulman Zaman holds that it's considered as something that's Yimayachan Mokim, and there it has halacha like muktzah, even according to the base mayor. Dishon number 38, Pialacha said that it doesn't become a bus because it wasn't on the Ben Hashmash, and you're allowed to shake it off. That's the Mishmah writes in Simri Shavach Vav, that you're allowed to shake off the Mukta. And regarding moving something that became a bus on Shabbos, the Mishmah writes in Sivkot Lamazayin, that's forbidden. That's a Chaznish, writes in the Gemara Be'edav Chavav, that discussed regarding leftover wine that's found in the cup that the non-Jew drank from on Shabbos. We consider the cases of buses. It's obvious that it's forbidden to move a bus that became a Shabbos, and it's not permitted only to shake it off. However, he writes that from the words of Magadram and Simri Shavach Vav, it sounds like that even Tiltil is Mutter. Look in the Ra and Ritva, that the burden should be Mekometzah, that they write that the cases considered as a basis, since it's designated to drinking it wine. The Chaznisha adds on that from the words of Gemara Shabbat of Amhei that writes that a chicken coop that turned into a basis through the eggs of the chick that was placed on the Shabbos, what it means is that since it's designated for the nest, and there becomes a basis even on Shabbos itself. Chaznisha writes that only according to the Pidin of the Baal Amar that something does not become a basis on Shabbos itself, but according to Taisus, even on Shabbos itself can become a basis. He adds on that it's possible that also that's a bit the Ramban, the Jan, that's also like the Pidin of Taisus.